Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, if you thought I wasn't going to talk about this, you were sadly mistaken, and especially right before Halloween. The new studies that came out this week in the Journal of Obesity published said that sugar's a bigger health threat than many people even realized. And this study, which claims it causes metabolic disease such as high blood pressure and heart disease, and whether or not we put on weight. So the study was carried out by a Robert Lustig. He's a pediatric endocrinologist. I love pediatric endocrinologists. These are guys and ladies that are out there trying to help the obesity epidemic and the kidney problems and the blood pressure and diabetics that we're seeing in kids that we never saw before. And so he said 43 obese children in his care dramatically improved when the sugar in their diet was replaced with starchy foods like crisps. They ate the same number of calories and their metabolic disease, which can cause diabetes, was reversed within 10 days. So this study is evidence, he said. A calorie is not a calorie. And you know, we've always maintained calories in, calories out. All calories created equal as long as it's the total number. Well, they're proving more and more that that is not true. A fat calorie is not the same as a fat calorie all over the place. Fat calories are different. There's good quality fat calories and bad quality fat calories. Just as there now is good quality sugars and bad quality sugars. And if you think all carbohydrates are sugars, there are differences. I want to change the name. We're going to call the good carbohydrates the Melanies from now on. And those are going to be your vegetables and your fruits and your sweet potatoes and your brown rice and your grains and your quinoa and all of those kinds of things. And then the bad sugars, those we can call carbs. And those are the ones that are refined, simple sugars, the ones you really need to stay away from. But this study really puts it out there. And especially with Halloween right there tomorrow, this study is saying that all sugars are not created equal, and you need to watch the amount of sugar. I know it's only once a year, and I, just as you all, are going to sort of look the other way while my kids really go crazy on it, and I'll go crazy on a little bit of it too, but for the rest of the year, we do have to realize that the really sweet things, the refined sugars, the white flours, the processed foods are what is doing this to us and the metabolic disease. So look at what your kids have, look at what you have in the house, and realize this study has a bigger impact than you might realize. We've got more great show coming up. Stay well.